Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Drivers in Dade County are getting a break at the pump, at least at one local station. Reports indicate gas prices at the Circle K and the MAPCO in Trenton as low as $3.09 a gallon for regular, significantly below the current averages. According to AAA, the Georgia statewide average still around $3.58 a gallon, while the broader northwest Georgia area, including Dade, Walker, and Catoosa counties, averaging closer to $3.48 a gallon. That means local drivers filling up at that Circle K location are paying anywhere from 30 to 50 cents per gallon less than what most others are seeing across the region. Experts say prices can vary widely from station to station, so it pays to shop around, especially as gas prices continue to fluctuate. The National Cornbread Festival is set for a big weekend in South Pittsburgh. Organizers announcing the musical lineup now. The festival runs tomorrow through Sunday, featuring live music across multiple stages throughout downtown. Headlining this year's event is country music star Lori Morgan, who has recorded more than 40 charting hits, including three number one songs. She'll take the stage Saturday at 5 o'clock. Festival goers can also enjoy a full day of performances on Saturday, including local and regional acts across the Tower Community Bank stage, Biltwell Bank stage, and the Princess Theater. The celebration kicks off early, of course, with the special pre-festival concert. That is tomorrow night at the Princess Theater, featuring husband and wife duo The War and Treaty, along with country artist Hannah Dasher. Organizers say the festival will once again bring thousands of visitors to the area for music, food, and one of the nation's most popular annual events. Tennessee lawmakers have passed the FAIR-RX Act. That's legislation that would restrict certain types of ownership within the prescription drug industry in the state. The bill would prohibit a company from owning a pharmacy while it also owned a pharmacy benefit manager and health insurer if ownership exceeds 5%. Pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs, serve as intermediaries between insurance companies and pharmacies in the prescription drug system. The legislation now moves to Governor Bill Lee for consideration, and if signed, the law would take effect on July 1st, 2028. CVS Health declined an interview but issued a statement in response to the legislation. In that statement, CVS said the bill would not lower drug costs and could result in pharmacy closures. The company also said it's prepared to challenge the law in federal court. The bill applies to ownership stakes above 5% across the regulated entities outlined in the legislation. The Georgia Department of Transportation is joining partners across the country this week to promote roadway safety as a part of National Work Zone Awareness Week running through the 24th. This year's theme, Safe Actions, Save Lives, focuses on the role drivers play in protecting road crews and fellow motorists in work zones. Transportation officials say the message is especially important in Georgia, where work zone crashes remain a serious concern. Last year alone, the state recorded 13,000 work zone crashes, resulting in more than 4,800 injuries and 36 fatalities. Since record keeping began, more than 60 Georgia DOT employees and contractors have lost their lives in work zone related incidents. GDOT Commissioner Russell McMurray is urging drivers to stay focused and cautious, especially when traveling through active or inactive work zones. Officials recommend slowing down, avoiding distractions, obeying posted signs and flaggers, and moving over when possible to give crews more space. Leaders even say small changes and driver behavior can help save lives on Georgia roadways. And the Braves are back at it tonight. Game 3 of the 4-game series at Washington. Airtime 5:30 this evening with the first pitch at 6:45. Tomorrow's game is a day game. That is 11:50 tomorrow morning with the first pitch at 1:05 tomorrow afternoon. Then it's back home for 3 against Philadelphia for the weekend. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date at discoverday.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR. 101.3, 106.1, 104.3, and AM 1420, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.